Grace and mercy and peace be to you from God, our Father, and from our Lord and Savior. The LWML theme this year, Salted for Service, is based on Mark chapter 9, the 50th verse, where Jesus says, "Salt is good, but if the salt has lost its saltiness, how will you make it salty again? Have salt in yourselves, and be at peace with one another." This is God's Word. Please be seated. Reverend Matthew Harrison, the president of the Missouri Synod, loves to tell a story, and it goes like this. He says, "Not long ago, my wife and I returned to her hometown, and we stopped at a gas station. And as I filled the tank, I noticed that she spent some time speaking to the attendant. And when she finally returned to the car, I asked her, who was that you were talking to? And she replied that it was an old flame. Oh, really? I said with a smirk. He's a gas station attendant? I bet I know what you're thinking. And his wife responded, yeah. If I had married him, he'd be the president of the Missouri Synod. Oh, not only did the President Harrison's wife put him in his place, she made a profound point, and all of us husbands know it if we are honest. Our wives make us better men than we would be without them. Katie Luther did the same thing for her husband, Martin Luther. As a married man, Luther had to get used to things like clean bed linens and clothes and regular meals and baths and an organized home. Our wives make us better men than we would be without them. And we are a better church because of our women, and specifically the Lutheran Women's Missionary League. They have been salted by Christ for service, and serve they do, and they serve well. And please know, this is not some kind of an obligatory tip of the hat to the LWML. You know, like we have to have LWML Sunday to keep the ladies happy, because if they aren't happy, ain't nobody happy, right? No. No, make no mistake about this. The mission of the LWML goes to the very heart of who we are as Christians and what we are as the church. And even though all of us are not members of the LWML, half of us are excluded just by our gender, every one of you needs to know and to believe what's going to be preached today, so that you don't muddle through your life pointlessly, or worse yet, even miss the prize of your heavenly calling. You see, Christ makes us salty as Christians. 2,000 years ago and 8,000 miles away, He died to put your sins on the cross and take them away from you. That's a done deal. One of the last things He said before He died is, "It is finished." There is nothing that you or anyone on all of the earth can do or needs to do to earn the favor of God. For God was in Christ, reconciling the world to Himself. He does the reconciling through His Son. But now, more than that, God has grabbed hold of you personally in your baptism. And He has made the cross and the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ your own. And now, having died and been buried and risen with Jesus in your baptism, the forgiveness that He won on the cross is yours. And we are all better than we would have been without Him. He salted us by redeeming us from our sins, and in the forgiveness of sins, giving us that blessed gift of eternal life. We've been salted by Jesus. But to what end? For what purpose has He salted us? I like the way Luther says it in the Catechism, that I may be His own and live under Him in His kingdom and serve Him. And serve Him. After all, remember, salt isn't salty for its own sake. You don't just eat plain salt. Salt is salty to serve by making other things better. Salt adds flavor. It preserves food. Salt in a saline IV solution restores strength. Salt purified the sacrifices of the Old Testament. And salt even helps to keep our roads drivable during the winter. Salt serves by improving everything that it touches. And that's what Jesus says he wants of us. Have salt among yourselves, he says. Touch the world around you. Make it better in my name. Make the world around you better. And when Jesus says, if salt has lost its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? All he is saying is that salt cannot but be salty. There is no such thing as unsalty salt. Nor should we as Christians think that we do not have to concern ourselves with being salty or salting the world around us for our Savior. You know, back in Martin Luther's day, Christian service was all about giving God your works and your worship in an effort to earn heaven. In those days, the perceived saltiest Christians were the ones who separated themselves from the rest of the world behind high, thick monastery walls, where they could devote full time to scoring points with God by their prayers, by their rituals, by their chants, by their austere lives. Unimpeded, serving God, they believed, behind those cloistered walls. But in Christ, who said, I did not come to be served, but to serve, Martin Luther began to see the error of that kind of thinking. Salt isn't meant to be kept forever in a box. Salt is meant to serve, to make things better. And Christians are meant to serve the neighbor. And that's why Luther said, God doesn't need your good works, your neighbor does. Served by God, right here and now in His Word and in His sacrament, we are salted so that we in turn can go to our neighbor in love and serve him or her. We have been salted for service. This is what the LWML has taught us, and we are a better church because of the LWML. The LWML teaches us that we are salted for the service of bearing witness to Jesus Christ, first of all. Like that Samaritan woman in John chapter 14, Jesus met her at the well, revealed her sins to her and forgave her sins and salted her for eternal life and the kingdom of God. And the first thing she does, she goes back to town to tell her neighbors to come out and to see the Christ, which many of them did. As one who was salted, she couldn't help but go out and salt the lives of others. We have been salted for the same purpose. Salted for eternal life, that we might turn to our neighbor and say, here is Jesus. That's why Peter said, you are a priesthood, that you may declare the praises of him who called you from the darkness to his marvelous light. That's how we spread the saltiness. We do this in our homes. You are to be witnesses to your children, to your grandchildren, to your siblings. Make sure that those people who are closest to you in your home are being salted by your witness to Christ. That's your first job as a salty Christian. We also do it through organizations like the LWML, through their mite offerings. Hundreds and hundreds of projects right here in our district and in the nation and around the globe and through partner churches have been funded so that the gospel of free forgiveness in Jesus Christ is being shared everywhere around the globe. A world seasoned for the kingdom of God and for eternal life. The LWML also teaches us that we are salted for the service of being missionaries of mercy. Like Dorcas in Acts chapter 9. Scripture says she was always doing good and helping the poor and using her talent for sewing to clothe the naked, salting the world around her in the name of Jesus Christ. Mercy, compassion. Paul teaches it. John teaches it. Jesus teaches it. It's the teaching of Martin Luther. It's the teaching of C.F.W. Walther. And it is the salty practice of the Lutheran Women's Missionary League. There is no way that we can even begin to review all of the history of the ministries of mercy that the LWML has sponsored and funded. But even now, as we speak, here's just a few things that are going on. In the saltiness of the LWML is feeding and clothing thousands of orphaned children in Haiti. The saltiness of the LWML is helping to care for at-risk children in inner city Detroit. The saltiness of the LWML has funded the building of an LCMS church for the Crow Indians in Lodge Grass, Montana. And we could go on and on and on. And in each of these instances, Jesus is shared through ministries of mercy and compassion as the world around us is salted for Christ. And the LWML teaches us that we are salted for service of our life together in the church. Did you notice what Jesus said in this text? He said, "Have salt among yourselves and be at peace with one another." Being salted for eternal life and the kingdom of God also brings with it a life together in the church. Christ would have us to season one another's lives so that the love and the faith that we share here becomes a sanctuary from this broken and difficult world, a place of safety where we will experience fellowship instead of fighting, peace rather than pain, and delights instead of distresses. As a salty Christian, you make my life better. And I want to make your life better by our life together in the church. So today we thank God for the LWML and for all of those women who teach us what it means to be salty Christians, who salt the world around us for Jesus and for His kingdom. It is no wonder that the motto of the LWML is Psalm 100 verse 2, "Serve the Lord with gladness." And we are a better church because they are salted and because they serve. So may God bless all the women of the Lutheran Women's Missionary League and bless the entire church on earth with such salty service. We are salted to serve. In the name of Jesus, amen. May the peace of God that is beyond all understanding guard and keep your hearts and your minds in Christ unto life everlasting. Amen.